Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Am I wrong? This is a bit of a heavier
yes,
OPP today.
Yes.
It's other people's problems. OPP, you send them. We'll talk to you and try to fix them. What's happening?
Today we have Nicole, and she. We're going to talk about her 14-year-old daughter.
Okay. Nicole?
Yay!
What's going on with your 14-year-old daughter?
Well, guys, she's been acting like really moody and spends a lot of time alone in her bedroom. It's like listening to My Chemical Romance and Lana
Not
Del Rey.
A bad band.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I guess she's been posting some like really sad song lyrics on her Instagram.
Okay.
I mean, you know, she's listening to these artists. You can imagine how sad they get. Mm-hmm. And my husband is just overreacting about it.
What do you mean he's overreacting about it?
He's like got his hands in the air. He's worried that she's like depressed and might do something drastic.
Are you worried at all? It doesn't seem so.
Well, she's laughing.
I'm on the same level as he is. He wants to put her in therapy to like get at the problem. But I mean, I don't know. My husband will never know what it's like to be a teenage girl. I do. It's a very teenage girl thing to do.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Don't ever go in the archives of my Facebook statuses when honestly everything was fine.
Wait, you did this?
I think we all did this. Yeah. Didn't we? It was like when you kind of didn't yet quite understand what the internet was and how many people could see it and stuff, you'd be like, and anyway, here's my favorite Taylor Swift lyric, and it was like the most depressing lyric you could find.
Mm-hmm. But were you doing it for attention, or why were you doing
that? No, I think it was just like you just have so many feelings at that age. Okay. And you're expressing them, and that's how you know to express them.
Yeah. I think I did the same thing. I think I did it for attention. For sure. Like if I'm breaking it down now. Probably girls.
Okay, so there may have been the same for me, like maybe attention from boys.
There's an element of the song lyric of like, I know a song that no one else knows. And so yes. I'll be mysterious and I'll post this lyric and no one will know what I'm actually.
Okay, but can I just ask a question, because your husband's not here to defend himself and I just want to ask this.
Yeah.
Does anybody know anybody who has died by suicide? Because I do. And they also do this.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So how do we know which one is just normal teenage girl behavior and which one is a desperate cry for help?
Right. I don't think that you really know unless you really know your daughter. And it's hard to say which parent is correct here.
So
I don't think you would ever be angry at yourself for taking it seriously, though, because otherwise you're going to regret it.
But
I mean, we're just she's a teenage girl. Emphasis on teenage. Like her hormones are just probably raging. Like,
and maybe she doesn't understand it. So maybe going to therapy will help her understand all of her emotions, all of her feelings.
I think it's just making it worse. I think he's trying to force a conversation. And yeah.
Therapy at that age is hard. My parents split up when I was 13. So like right around this age. And I remember them like trying to force therapy on me. And I just like.
Did you go?
I went, I think only once or twice. And I was very like, why do I need to go? But I had a lot of big feelings. So in hindsight, I'm glad. I also think that was a way of them going, we're just like looking out for you. We just want to make sure you're okay. Yeah. And it's so hard to say which way is the right way.
And I'm wondering as someone, because I was similar to you, like I had the best life ever. I just was moody, right, teenager, that kind of stuff.
You know you had the best life ever now?
Now.
But you didn't think you had the best life when you were in it.
Just moody. Yeah, just angry or emotions, all those feelings and stuff. And I think at that time, if I would have been put in therapy, I don't know, because like you could have convinced me that I actually was really sad or something, like, because I was looking for someone to confirm that you're upset and this is unfair and you're angsty and all this stuff. And if that was confirmed, I don't know. Like, I could have been convinced of something that maybe wasn't true.
There are some, I don't even want to go down that, but there are some books and things out there now that say sometimes talk therapy is a bad thing because instead of like getting over it, you just dwell on it.
Right. Or if the therapist is like, yes, and you are depressed. And it's like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. So I'm depressed. And then it's like a label on you.
But you guys.
And that's what I don't want.
I know.
But Nicole, I don't want to do this.
Are you noticing anything with like her friends saying anything or like her friends kind of going through this similar stuff? If it's just like that group or I don't know.
I mean, yeah, a lot of her friends are kind of the same. They like listen to the same. Like, I guess you would call them like, in my day, it was like emo, right?
Right. Yeah.
And right. Yeah.
Let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I don't believe that shoving her into therapy is necessarily the right thing either, but you're so, I know you were a girl, so you have every right to be flippant about this, but what if you're wrong?
And also, just because you were that way doesn't mean your daughter is that way. I'm really struggling with a side on this.
Me too.
So, Erica, I just want to go back to you.
Yeah.
If I were your father and I read those things,
yeah,
I would be concerned, right?
Maybe not to this level, it seems like. Like, a lot of them were Taylor Swift, let's be honest. But I was listening to music my parents probably didn't understand. I was closing myself in my room and playing guitar. Like, there's definitely things that would have made them look closer or keep a more watchful eye.
This is incredibly personal. I shouldn't ask it on the air, but I'm going to do it anyway. Have you ever even considered?
Not for a moment.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean.
Correct. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, you just don't know who's actually just being moody.
Right.
Like three of you were. And who's.
Were you not? Do you think you, did you have this phase?
You were like actually bullied.
Yeah, but I just played guitar and got through it. Like I was never, I just was sad when my parents would go, these are the best years of your life. High school is the best. And I was like, oh my God, please no.
It better not be.
Yeah. And then when I got out, I was like, oh, thank God. Yeah. I was right. That sucked. And now, God, life is awesome. But I never considered it. Like that's something I never consider that. I don't think you're wrong if you do consider that. I mean, it's just a thing that some people, you know, but like, I'm scared that Nicole is too flippant, but I also love her mom energy. It's like, oh my God, don't force
like let
the depression label on my kid.
Yeah.
Do you guys talk a lot, Nicole? Like, do you have an open dialogue with her or is she pretty shut off?
Again, I mean, I feel like we have some good open dialogue. I feel like when my husband tries to force the conversation during dinner, like about her emotions and like,
she shuts down.
He's being pretty transparent and she shuts down. She sees right through it. So yeah, I'm just worried that the more that we push her, the more that she's going to get bad ideas in her head, start thinking that she is actually depressed instead of like just working through it herself. So
there's not a right answer to this one.
And it's so hard. Like you said before, there isn't necessarily that sign that you're looking for, that one thing that, you know, if this happens, now we know to act up. And I don't know what's overreacting and what is just being overly cautious, or just not even overly, just like doing the right thing.
Because the sick thing is, and I don't even like saying this out loud, but if your daughter did do something, then you'd all go like, the signs were there.
We knew. Right.
But then if nothing happens, you go, just a phase, told you.
Yeah.
Like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what I should do.
Okay, hang on. I'm hoping there's a professional listening or other parents who have.
And I'm torn. I struggle to say this, but so far, right, she has not quite given dramatic signs. That being said, a lot of times there are no signs.
Right.
And so I don't know that that's even worth
the people
weighing,
who I know,
you know what I mean?
That have done this, who have unfortunately died by suicide, left signs like this, but you're just like,
they weren't loud.
Right. And then you go back and go, oh my God. Oh
or a lot God. Of the times they're hiding it very well.
Right. But I don't think the dad's way is right. Because if you shove this kid into therapy, you're gonna, it's not even shove him into therapy. Just make him every day. You're like hounding him. Why are you so sad? If you act like, don't you hate it when people go, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah.
Ask me enough times, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Even when nothing was wrong when you started.
Yeah.
So, Nicole needs advice about a moody teenage girl. Is it a cry for help or is it just the way they are? 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Nicole. This is a much heavier thing than I thought it was going to be. She basically has a teenage daughter who's doing what I'm now finding out is very seemingly normal, in air quotes, behavior. She's vague posting, sad posting.
Right. But is it normal on her side? We only know from being on the other side where we were just posting stuff and whatever, you know?
But it reads like depression.
Totally.
So dad not having the hormones of a girl is like, we got to get her therapy. She might do something drastic. And Nicole is like, oh my God, dude, relax. This is just what we do. And everyone in this room who had social media when they were young, you guys and T-Hack are like, yeah, no, this is what we do. Erica's in there posting the saddest, whatever, Taylor Swift lyrics,
right,
but it didn't mean you were on a path for something bad.
No, I was generally quite happy.
Okay, so we're going to try to get some help. I don't want to be the guy that says, hey, ignore it. We're just, this is just advice. We're at no time going to tell him he can't do anything about it, right? Mm-hmm. Tanya?
Yay.
What do you think?
So, okay. first off, my daughter, she's 17 right now, and she's into the emo. And she just tells me it's popular now.
Okay.
Which it is.
But when I was younger, I was into grunge and Nirvana and stuff, and you know, I was in my room and played guitar, and my parents took me to a psychiatrist, and next thing you know, the psychiatrist had them put me in Cleo Wallis for a month.
You went into a psych ward?
I was in a psych ward for nothing. And I was like, what is going on? I was confused. I didn't know. So then I hated my parents after that. You know, I was like, how dare you? You know, and then when I got out of it, they repainted my walls, tore down all my posters, all kinds of stuff. And it was just like,
they overreacted,
you know,
because they did not know
too far.
Yeah, it went way too far. And it's like, just because, and I don't know what was discussed outside the office with the psychiatrist. And it all started because I was talking to my counselor at school and I just got emotional and cried. I mean, I just needed to get a cry out, you know, led to a therapist and it led to Cleo Wallis.
I just hope the counselors are more equipped now.
I think so. I think like therapists in general wouldn't be like, well, let's get her in there. Like,
yeah, let's.
You got to approach it differently.
Thank you for the call, Tanya. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But again, like that's the extreme the other way. They took it too far. But if you don't do anything and something bad happens, Brandon.
Yai.
What do you think?
So I think therapy would be the absolute worst thing that they could do for her. As someone that recently, you know, graduated college, went through that whole phase through college and high school and whatnot, the biggest thing is I found a good friend group that was very close with me. And the fact that she's outspoken about it, what that tells me is that's her personality and she doesn't mean anything, you know, suicidal or anything in that such. I've hung out with a lot of people in that sort, but it's just kind of a interesting dark side of, you know, learning about life kind of way. So if she's open and open spoken about it, I don't see any issue with that. And as she gets older, I mean, she's going to realize, you know, it's probably good to go another direction. Maybe she doesn't, but right now and, you know, her state and age, absolutely do not put her in therapy. That would make her much more rebellious in a lot of different ways.
I know. And thank you for the call, Brandon. Appreciate it. To say absolutely not.
Yeah.
We don't know. But I mean, a therapist, look, surgeons cut. So when you go to a surgeon, they go, yeah, you need knee replacements. Like, no, right. I don't. Mm-hmm. Do therapists like go, oh yeah, no. You need this.
I go to therapy every week and she's not going like, oh, you're going like, it's so bad. We kind of just chit chat. And I was thinking about that, but we're having so many texts come in.
Okay.
And people are saying like, get some sort of evaluation. Someone other than the parents needs to talk to her.
Because mom is so flippant and dad is so sky is falling and neither one of them are right.
But you can frame that differently than something's wrong with you.
Okay. We actually have a school counselor here.
Oh.
Noelle?
Yai.
Yai. You're a counselor. You probably hear this a lot, right?
Yes, but I had to call in because one of the things that I'm not understanding is it's not a discussion on do we shove someone in therapy or not? I don't know exactly what she wrote or what concerned her father, but I want to know, did someone have a conversation with her and say, this is what's causing me concern. What did you mean by this? And then no one should be afraid to say, are you thinking about hurting yourself? Are you thinking about killing yourself? You know, old school, we used to think, oh no, we're going to put that idea in their head, but you're really not. It's really, you're finding out
it's in their head.
What level is she at? And we have several protocols that we can take someone through and talk to them, and hopefully she has a relationship with her school counselor, and her parents could even just have them talk to her. And you know what, err on the side of caution. You don't want to go and brush something under the rug and then it was something major.
I don't want to sound like an old fogey here, but I don't really have much choice. School counselors when I was in school, what a joke. What a complete it's I'm practically the gym teacher just counselor. Doubling for whatever.
No, I think it's more serious now.
Right now my daughter's counselor is a cool chick. I feel like Mia can go talk to this woman. Mia That's has been cool. Like I don't know what my class load looks like, and she goes and talks to her and it's like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah,
like it's totally different.
Yeah.
So
everyone, there's 988. which is a really easy thing to remember. And that's a suicide hotline. And you don't just need to call them if you're on the verge of hurting yourself. You can call them. You could chat with them. You could ask them advice. Uh-huh. You can ask questions. So they could even call 988 as parents and say, is this concerning or isn't this concerning? But you got to ask those follow-up questions, because what is it going to hurt to ask those follow-up questions?
If then the parents, know. If the parents called you, is that something a parent can do? Is like, hey, could you pull my daughter out of class and just
Absolutely.
Talk to her? Really?
Yeah.
Oh. That's what like Absolutely. A lot of the texts are saying.
School if you don't know how to have the conversation, counselor. Grab the counselor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sorry. I keep cutting you off. You know, I would say, what are your concerns? I don't know exactly what concerned dad and not mom, but yeah. if it's, she might just be expressing herself in her writing. She might be making up new lyrics. I don't know, but you're not going to know unless you ask her.
Wow.
And so why sit around and go, is it, do we put her in therapy or not, when you haven't even asked the first questions of like, what is going on with you? Why did you write this? Or why did you, whatever she did.
Noelle, you sound like an awesome counselor yeah. and mm-hmm. you are really tying this together for us. Thank you for the call. 988, mm-hmm. obviously something you should use. And if you have more advice for Nicole, text in to us at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.